Brad Locke.
And I'm Dalton Milton.
And you're listening to Prep Rally, a podcast covering high school sports in Northeast Mississippi, brought to you by the Daily Journal and DJournal.com. Dalton, what did you do for Groundhog's Day?
When was Groundhog's Day?
Sunday.
What did I do Sunday?
I watched the Super Bowl. That's what I did.
I did watch Super Bowl. I slept in till about noon. And
heathen.
It was nice.
Yeah,
it's okay. And then I watched the Super Bowl, and that was, I can honestly say that was the only thing I did Sunday.
Yeah, I did do much more than that. I did some work. Hey, Chris Jones, former Houston high school standout, got himself a ring. Good for him.
It was. He had a good game.
He did. He sure did. Welcome into the program. This is Prep Rally. Brad and Dalton here, of course, coming to you on this Wednesday, as we do most every week, talking high school sports in Northeast Mississippi. You can find us on iTunes, and we're also in pretty much all the podcast apps, or online at preprally.djournal.com. And we're on Twitter at DJournalPreps. We got a lot to talk about today, Dalton. A lot. Lot.
Yeah, it's been a busy week. About to be a few busy weeks in a row.
Basketball. We got plenty of that to talk about. We've got soccer playoffs going on. We got a little bit of football to discuss. And as we've mentioned before, baseball and softball practices have begun. Don't have anything to talk about with those sports this week, but season will be here soon enough for those and other spring sports. Let's start off with the basketball rewind, as we tend to this time of year, Dalton. Boy, we've had some nice games, some big games, even a couple upsets lately.
Yeah, these little non-division games in the last week are always nice.
Yeah, last week of the season, and you got a lot of really cool non-division matchups like Biggersville and Ingomar. A big boys game, Ingomar coming in undefeated, ranked number one by the Journal. That was on a Monday, and Biggersville pulls off the, I guess, mild upset. These are two Class 1A powers, but Biggersville got the win at home. We're probably going to see these teams meet again in the playoffs, Dalton. I guess it would be the state finals before they can meet.
Yeah, if they both win their division, which I think they should, they'll be on opposite sides of the bracket, so they'll meet again in the state championship.
Yeah, there you go. So, of course, you know, we talked about Ingomar being number one and unbeaten, but heck, Biggersville was unbeaten for a long time, Dalton. In fact, they're 21-1 now after that win. And, of course, you know, getting big plays from their usual suspects like Hunter Stacy, but Devin Leatherwood actually hit the hit a couple of big shots there. Hit a game-tying three-pointer, ended up with 13 points, and then had the free throws in overtime, to lift them to the win. 46-43 was the final. Of course, coming in, Biggersville was good at putting up the points. Ingomar, a very good defensive team. So it was a defensive struggle, which you'd think maybe favors Ingomar a little bit, but...
Well, I was looking at it, and it looks like Ingomar held Biggersville to about what Ingomar holds normal teams to.
Yeah, they allow 40-something a game. Yeah,
and they just really couldn't
find the offense.
Yeah.
Yeah. Which is odd, because they have some very capable offensive players, so the Biggersville defense obviously played pretty well in that one. So, nice win for the Lions. I hope to see these teams meet up again down the line. Pontotoc's girls on Tuesday night in a rematch with Lafayette. Lafayette won the first meeting back in November. Pontotoc comes out and gets the win at home this time, 67-52. So they split the series on the season. Pontotoc ranked number two by the Journal right now. Lafayette number five. Lafayette, you know, last week lost the week before lost at home to Saltillo in a bit of an upset, and so that dropped them down to five in the ranking. Still a very good team, but tell you what, Pontotoc is very good. I mean, Samaya Brooks had a very quiet game, and they still end up winning by 15. You had Dee Dee Shepherd with 17 points, and then Amber McCoy had a really nice game. She had 14 points there for Pontotoc, and she's been coming on lately. Coach Kyle Hurd said she was basically not in top physical condition for much of the season, but the last few weeks she's gotten back to her old ways. And so, you know, when she's playing well, I mean, I think she was the leading scorer 2 years ago, you know, and then she was definitely has not been the leading scorer this year, but she had the 14 points. She also had five rebounds, had a couple of big layups during a Pontotoc run to get some separation. Pontotoc had a 15-point lead, then lost it, and it was 38-38 in the third quarter. They pulled away, closed the third quarter. I think it was a 12-2 run, and then Lafayette got back within six, and then Pontotoc answered again and pulled away, and that was it. So nice win there for Pontotoc over a very good 5A Lafayette team. And then the next game was the boys. You think, oh, Pontotoc's boys, they should not have too much trouble mm-hmm. with Lafayette's boys, who came into the game with a 2-19 record. And Lafayette's boys pulled out 78-77. Huge win for Lafayette. I mean, you know, Brad Gray is in his second year as head coach, mm-hmm. and he's won wherever he's been, most recently at Senatobia. He also has been at New Albany and Hickory Flat. But you're 2-19, that's going to make you frustrated, you know, and they've been really close the last few games. They've had a lot of close losses, I think five of their last six games. Coming into this one, they lost by 10 points or less, all of them, except for they got blown out by Center Hill, but that's Center Hill.
Yeah.
They've been really close. And, you know, in this game, they were down 9, I think it was, in the third quarter, went on a 19-0 run, went up by 10, lost that lead. And then Pontotoc pulled ahead, you know, about midway through the fourth quarter, 2 or 3 points. And you think, okay, this is where Pontotoc delivers the knockout blow. And mm-hmm. Lafayette, not used to winning recently, probably folds, but they didn't. And they pulled back ahead, and it was just kind of real tight there toward the end. And then Pontotoc had three shots in the final 6 seconds and couldn't get any of them to fall. Mm-hmm. I mean, Lafayette held on despite not scoring for the last 66 seconds and despite committing two turnovers during that span. But their defense stepped up and played well. Kylan Vaughn, a sophomore guard, had 40 points for Lafayette. That's
not a bad day.
Like I said, career high. And what Brad Gray likes about this team is they actually do work together. They've got good attitudes despite the struggles, and they're kind of a young team, so you know, they've got some guys like Vaughn who will be back for another year or two and can maybe help them get this program back on track. So I'll have a little something on Lafayette in Thursday's prep notebook. And then real quick, last night, Ripley's boys beat Saltillo 55-54. That was a fun one. I wish we could have had somebody there, but we only have so much room in the paper.
Yeah.
Actually, Dylan Barnes was there from the Southern Sentinel. He took video of the game-winning shot. Asa Howard knocked down a shot with a few seconds left to give Ripley the win. So those were two of the better teams in the area.
That's Asa's second game-winning shot in the last week.
Oh, that's right.
He also hit the game-winning three-pointer against New Albany last week.
That's the game you were at.
I did cover
that. Yeah,
so
yeah.
He is. He's playing really well, and he has a. I don't know if he still has the groin injury, but I know whenever he played New Albany, he had a groin injury. He scored 18 points in the second half, hit the game winning three pointer.
Yeah,
they're getting a lot of production out of him right now.
Yeah, they are. Anyway, so that's a quick look back at some of the games from this past week. Looking ahead as the regular season winds down, still got some more good matchups here at Dalton involving a lot of the same teams we just talked about. We got on Thursday a couple of really good ones, Ripley at Lafayette girls. Lafayette going to try to bounce back from this loss to Pontotoc, and Ripley is, I guess, playing as well as it ever has. I mean, that's a team that went to the 4A championship game last year and lost, and got Sierra Jackson and Amelia Hatch and a bunch of really good players. I think they're 24-2 now after winning on Tuesday night, ranked number 4 by the Journal. So that'll be a good one. I also want to see if Azaria Buford can bounce back for Lafayette, because she had a tough game last night. Mm-hmm. Got held, I think, 4 points on 3 shot attempts. Sky Vaughn and Amber McCoy both did a really good job of just shutting her down.
Yeah, I've seen games where she can have, you know, 35 points on very efficient shooting, and then I've seen games where she can score 3 points on 4 shots. Like you said.
Yeah, I've seen it both ways with her, but when she's hot, man, she's hard to stop. Also Thursday, Ingomar and New Albany boys, and they've played before this year. In the Union County tournament.
This will be the third time they've played.
Third time, okay. And Ingomar, I know, well, Ingomar is 2-0 against them because the only loss they have is to Biggersville.
Right.
But New Albany, a very good team, very dangerous team. You got Mitchell Shettles and all those guys, and Isaiah Ball. Both of those guys can light it up, so.
Yeah, the first time they played, try and get it to load.
yeah, it's our Wi-Fi. I think we've mentioned before, our Wi-Fi is not always that great.
It's terrible.
Yeah.
Ingomar won the first game 82-77
mm-hmm.
at Ingomar. And then they played in the Union County Tournament at New Albany, and they won 57-54. So both of them have been close within games. 5 points.
Close games, yeah. So that should be another good one on Thursday. On Friday, last day of the regular season, Pontotoc's boys will visit Saltillo. So they're both going to be trying to bounce back from tough losses, both trying to bounce back from one-point losses.
Yeah, no, that'll be a fun little matchup to watch between TJ Hanna and Rock Robinson in there.
Mm-hmm.
Two, I think both of them were first team all area players last year, I believe.
Yeah, two of the best in the area, and that's the game I plan to be at.
That'll be a good one.
Yes, it will be. And then we got division tournaments starting next week, so we're trying to get all the schedules for that. Wow. Well, our boss just got here. He said hello in his own special way that only John Pitts can. Anyway, so let's talk some soccer, Dalton. Got the state finals coming up this weekend, last weekend, and then on Monday and Tuesday we had games to cover. Going back to Monday, yeah, it was Monday, Saltillo and Lafayette played in the girls' 5A semifinals at Saltillo. And you were at that game, Dalton. Lafayette going back to the state championship, going to try to win another one.
Yeah, I didn't really know what to think of this game going into it. The two teams' division opponents played twice already. Lafayette won at Lafayette 3-1. Saltillo won at Saltillo 3-1.
Yeah.
And this one was really good for a little bit. Hudson Lindsay, a really good offensive player for Lafayette.
Yeah,
she
yeah.
scores early in the game, and all of a sudden it stays 1-0 for most of it. And then within and then Saltillo scored twice within 3 minutes.
Right.
Took a 2-1 lead, stayed there for about 10, 12 minutes, and it was just like, okay, you know, Saltillo's kind of controlling this game. And then Hudson Lindsay struck again. And she was, one, she was faster than anybody else on the field.
Mm-hmm.
And so she, every time she got on a breakaway, it was like, okay, she's going to score. You know, she's just leaving everybody else in the, you know, in the dust back there. But she takes on a three-on-one with three defenders. She juked all of them. I'm talking about, it was the best goal I've seen in 3 years.
I think
of covering.
You and Nate Gabler both tweeted about the same thing about how dirty a play that
it was.
It was
the best goal I've seen in 3 years of covering soccer.
Dirty in a good way, like just filthy.
It was, you know, I played soccer for 6 years, and it was probably the best goal I've seen.
So she never pulled off a move like that?
No, I was a goalie. I would have hated that move got done to me.
I got you.
So she scores and ties it up. They go to overtime. She scores again on the header, make it 3-2 in overtime, and then Lily Grace McCutcheon, a little eighth grader, scores, make it 4-2. She's actually, McCutcheon's actually Byron Sparks' niece.
I think I knew that.
Yeah, and so she scored. They win 4-2 in overtime. They're going back to state championship, try to repeat in 5A.
There you go. Then you got Tupelo's boys and girls. Both were playing Tuesday in the 6A semifinals, and both bowed out against very good teams. Both were 2-0 scores.
Yeah, they were both 2-0.
2-0.
Madison Central beat Tupelo in boys 2-0. Noah Garrett from Madison Central had two goals, kind of in the right spot at the right time. Both of them were one of them bounced off the crossbar right into his leg. He just chipped it in, and the next one was a shot from somebody else. It just the Tupelo goalkeeper had it, popped out of his hand, went right into his foot. Garrett's foot kicked it in. So right place, right time. Good positioning.
Yeah.
And they win 2-0. Tupelo really couldn't get anything. They had a couple chances there at the end.
Yeah.
But it wasn't enough. And
then
the girls, I did not see what happened over there. So, but they lose to Clinton 2-0, and Clinton has had a couple really good wins. Girls.
Yeah. Clinton took on Oxford back on Saturday in the quarterfinals, and Oxford had that thing won, man. Mm-hmm. They were up 2-1, time's winding down. It was like the final minute of regulation or extra time, because, you know, they stopped the clock on the scoreboard with 2 minutes.
They keep it on the field.
So I have to guess. But it was, I mean, they were down to their last hope, and they got a goal, which the Oxford people weren't sure it should have been a goal. But the officials counted it. The leading scorer for Clinton this season, Casey Kraft, got the goal. She kicked it, and it looked like the goalie for Oxford, Mariana Fulton, secured the ball, but she was on the ground, and somehow she wound up across the line. Coach Hunter Crane said he thought she got kind of bumped across because it was bodies kind of flying down there. But they counted it a goal, so it was 2-2, went to overtime, and then Clinton gets two quick goals in the first OT and go on to win 4-3. So Clinton's always been good at soccer, so no shame for Oxford to lose to them. All right, so again, the finals coming up. I guess we just got Lafayette playing for a championship, don't we?
Yeah, just Lafayette, and they're going to play East Central girls East Central beat Long Beach, I believe, 2-1 the other night. And, you know, they played Long Beach last year.
Right.
So, Lafayette will go down there to play at Brandon High School at 4 p.m., I believe, on Saturday.
Okay.
And play East Central, you know, looking for the second straight in 5A.
There you go. Let's talk a little bit of football real quick. Dalton had one of the area's best quarterbacks commit the other day.
Mm-hmm.
Luke Altmaier giving his pledge to Florida State. Wants to be a Seminole.
Yeah, he. I think he was really really drawn to Mike Norvell. Norvell apparently was his first offer, you know, at Memphis 2 years ago. And mm-hmm. so whenever he took the job at Florida State this offseason, quickly got him on a visit there and then offered him shortly after that. And Altmaier is, you know, one of the best quarterbacks in the state, if not the best quarterback in the state. He has a 68.9 completion percentage. So close to being nice.
So close. Almost nice.
Right. Almost nice.
Round up.
Passed for 5,523 yards, 63 touchdowns, 10 interceptions in his games. Has a career, what's his record? I had a 31-6.
He's got one more year left.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah, he's good.
He is very good.
And today is a National Signing Day, which isn't quite as big a deal as it used to be because we have the early signing days. And as far as we're concerned, our area, I think it's mostly junior colleges that the kids are signing with.
Yeah, we have a couple Tupelo kids. Outside of that aren't junior college, I believe Jacob Horn already signed this morning with Texas State.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
I think he signed a scholarship because they sent a tweet out. I know he was
– Yeah, he was going to be a walk-on at Ole Miss.
I'm pretty sure he got a scholarship to Texas State
because
they wouldn't tweet that out if he didn't, I don't think.
Probably not.
And then Tripp Wilson and Hayes Hammond, you know, Wilson the receiver, Hayes Hammond long snapper, both flipped from Ole Miss to State. And I believe they're both going to be walking on there.
Right.
And then Ryan Hampton – not entirely sure, but I was told that he's going to be joining Horn at Texas State.
Okay.
He was kind of that little H-back for Tupelo, played some linebacker and H-back for them. So that they'll all, those four are going to go, I guess, D1. So we'll see.
There we go. Cruton. That's about all I want to talk about, Cruton. Not a fan of the Cruton beat.
Yeah, no, I don't. I would not enjoy that.
Okay, let's do this week's shout-out. This week it goes to McKinley Montgomery, a basketball player from Mantachie. The senior the other night surpassed 2,000 career points. She's one of those just really good athletes. She's a very good softball player as well from Mantachie and obviously very good at basketball. So hit that big milestone, and I think they had a little something during the game or after to celebrate it the other night. So
good for her.
Yes, congrats. Let's do Athletes of the Week, wrapping up the show. We do this every week, honor our male and female athlete for their accomplishments. Female Athlete of the Week is Sierra Jackson, the Ripley basketball player who knows how to score. She had 33 points, shot 15 of 19 from the field. That's pretty good. And had 7 rebounds in a 72-42 win against New Albany on Friday. And then she had 19 points, shot 6 of 15 from the field, 7 of 11 from the line, and had 6 rebounds in a 40-29 win over Saltillo on Tuesday.
I believe in that New Albany game, she had, I think she might have scored 24 of those points in the third quarter or something like that.
Heavens.
She had just an outrageous third quarter.
Yeah, man, she's good. Male Athlete of the Week, Carson Rowland of Pine Grove had 20 points, shot 8 of 16 with 6 rebounds and 5 assists in a 71-46 win against Blue Mountain on Friday, and then had 27 points, shot 12 of 20 with 5 rebounds and 7 assists in a 61-53 win over Tremont on Tuesday. That's a good win for Pine Grove. Tremont's a good 1A boys team there.
It is.
All right, that's it. That's all the time we got, Dalton. We're done. Yep.
See you next week.
I guess. Hey, yeah, next week, I think. Yeah, division tournaments next week, but we should be able to make this happen on a Wednesday.
Mm-hmm.
So tune in then, if you will. Again, you know, we're on iTunes, any of your podcast apps, or online at preprally.djournal.com. Follow us on Twitter, please, at djournalpreps. Dalton's on there at DLMiddleton8. I'm on there at Brad Locke, and we'll see you next time.